This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The President said, Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. The Vice President said, the festival serves as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring. In his message, the Prime Minister said, the festival of colours brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life. In Madhya Pradesh, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain this morning. The incident took place during Bhasma Aarti. Dozens of people, including the priest, are reported to be injured. The injured have been admitted to the hospital in Ujjain. The district collector has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav regarding the Ujjain Mahakaleshwar Temple fire incident. He inquired about the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the local administration is providing all assistance and treatment to the injured. Russia observed a day of mourning after 137 people were killed on Friday in an attack at a packed concert venue in Moscow. President Vladimir Putin declared a national day of mourning yesterday after pledging to track down and punish all those behind the attack. Moscow's Basmani District Court has ruled that the first suspect in the concert hall attack should be put into custody for 2 months, pending trial. Russian authorities have said 11 people have been detained, including 4 gunmen, who fled the concert hall and made their way to the Bryansk region, about 340 kilometers southwest of Moscow. Islamic State terrorist group says it was behind the attack. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 16.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members have enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Ministry said, a noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of the 18 to 25 year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. It indicates that the majority of individuals joining the organized workforce are youth, primarily first-time job seekers. The gender-wise analysis of payroll data unveils that out of 8.08 lakh new members, around 2.05 lakh are new female members. The BJP has released its fifth list of 111 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Actress Kangana Ranaut will contest from Mandi Lok Sabha seat in Himachal Pradesh. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will fight from Sambalpur and BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra from Puri Lok Sabha seat in Odisha. Union Minister Nityanand Rai will contest from Ujjiarpur. Union Minister Giriraj Singh from Begusarai and senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib Lok Sabha seat in Bihar. Actor Arun Govil will be the BJP candidate from Meerut Lok Sabha seat. Former Union Minister Menaka Gandhi will fight from Sultanpur, while UP Minister Jitin Prasad will replace party MP Varun Gandhi from Pilibhit Lok Sabha constituency in UP. Former Congress leader Naveen Jindal, who joined BJP yesterday, will fight from Kurukshetra seat in Haryana. Former Judge of Calcutta High Court Abhijit Gangopadhyay will be the BJP candidate from Tamluk parliamentary seat in West Bengal, and former Karnataka Chief Minister Jagdish Shettar will contest from Belgaum. The BJP also declared its first list of 14 candidates for the Sikkim Assembly elections. The party has named Diliram Thapa from Upper Bartuk and Narendra Kumar Subba from Manebang Dentam Assembly seat. India Meteorological Department has forecast continued rain and thunderstorm activity over northeast India, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall or snowfall was observed at most places over Arunachal Pradesh, at many places over Jammu Kashmir, etc., and at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and other places in sub-Himalayan, West Bengal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.